Welcome back. This is an intermediate Ableton Live 12 session focused on a very specific drum and bass mastering mindset, building a repeatable echo print workflow that turns a clean jungle ARP into that gritty, tape-ish VHS rave glow, without wrecking your headroom. Here's the core idea. In a lot of classic jungle and early rave, the ARP isn't just a synth part. It's a performed effects moment. Delay breathing, feedback thrown up for a second, filters closing down like old tape, a little wobble, a little dirt, and then it gets committed to audio. Printing is the secret sauce, because once it's audio, you can arrange it like a sample. That's where the bounce and the attitude really come from. Today you're going to build three things. First, a clean ARP source track that stays controlled. Second, a return track called Concrete Echo that holds all the chaos in a mix-safe way. Third, a print echo audio track where you resample performances and pick the best moments. Set the tempo first. Put your project somewhere in that 165 to 174 pocket. I like 170 as a starting point because it's fast enough to feel like drum and bass, but not so fast that your delay turns into a blur. If you're using a breakbeat, save groove for later. Get the ARP pattern working first, then add a little groove so it pushes and pulls against the drums. Jungle lives in that tiny bit of human friction. Don't quantize the life out of it. Now build the ARP source. Create a MIDI track and name it ARP source. Pick any simple synth, wave-eatable, operator, analog, whatever you're fastest with. Keep the tone narrow and controllable. A square or pulse with a touch of detune is perfect, or a thinner saw. You do not need a huge super saw here, because the return is going to create width and movement for you. Filter the synth so it's not painfully bright. Low pass somewhere around 6 to 12k. In a dense DNB mix, super bright ARPs can feel impressive solo, then instantly turn into sandpaper once you add hats and cymbals. For MIDI, go with a 1-bar loop of 16th notes, but give it a little accent pattern. Take a 3-3-2 feel across the bar. Keep most notes within an octave, and every 2 bars, answer with a note up an octave. That small change creates forward motion, without needing a whole new melody. Before any sends, do minimal cleanup on the ARP track. Drop an EQ8. High pass at around 120 to 200 Hz, steep enough to keep it out of the bass and kick zone. If it pokes in the presence area, do a small dip around 2 to 4K. Then add utility and keep width modest, like 80 to 110%. You're not trying to win the stereo war here. You're setting up a part that can survive being thrown into a messy echo world. Now the main build. The Concrete Echo Return. Create a return track and name it a Concrete Echo. On your ARP source, turn up, send it to start around -12 to -6 dB. And here's a coach note. Treat this return like a micro mix with its own headroom target. Bring it up until it just feels exciting, then pull it back 1 or 2 dB. If the effect only sounds good when it's loud, the chain isn't disciplined yet. On return A, put this device order, echo, then hybrid reverb, then roar or saturator, then EQ8, then glue compressor, then utility. Let's dial echo first, because this is where the jungle bounce comes from. Open echo. Turn sync on. Set the time to 1/8 dotted. That's the classic bouncy timing that crosses the grid in a way that feels animated. If you want more twitch, you can explore a tighter feel like a 16th, or a ping-pong style that gives left-right motion. But start with 1/8 dotted so the groove immediately makes sense. Set feedback around 35 to 55%. You want a tail. You do not want infinity. Remember, you're building something you can print cleanly and repeatably. Because this is on a return, set dry/wet to 100%. You're only hearing the wet signal here. Now bring in the VHS character. In echo, add a little noise, like 5 to 15%. Subtle. You should feel it more than you hear it. Add wobble around 2 to 8%, and keep the mod rate slow, around 0.10 to 0.40 Hz. The mistake is turning this into a trance chorus. Jungle wobble is more like the tape is tired, not the synth is swimming. Use echo's filters. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz, so your repeats don't smear the bass. Low pass around 4 to 9K so the repeats feel older, darker, and less headroom hungry. This is one of the biggest mastering-friendly moves in the whole chain. Dark repeats sit louder without taking over the mix. For stereo behavior, try ping pong on. It's fun and it's very rave tape. But we'll keep it honest later with utility, so mono doesn't collapse. Now, the performance trick. Automate echo feedback up at the end of phrases. Think every 4, 8, or 16 bars. Push feedback up to maybe 65 to 75% just for a moment, then snap it back. That's your throw. That's the hype. And because you're going to print this, you can do it like an instrument, not like a set and forget preset. Next, hybrid reverb after echo. The goal here is concrete space, not endless wash. Start with a small warehouse or plate-ish vibe. Keep decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Add pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the echo transients still speak. Low cut the reverb around 250 to 500 Hz, and high cut around 6 to 10k. In jungle, reverb is seasoning. The delay is the movement. If you make reverb too big, the drums start sounding like they're fighting fog. Now add grit. Put roar if you have it and you want fast results. Tape or soft clip mode is a great start. Drive around 5 to 12 dB, but watch your levels, because drive is not free excitement. It's also free clipping. Darken the tone a little. Mix around 40 to 70% depending on how aggressive you want the tape vibe. If you'd rather keep it classic, use saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on, and then trim the output. Teacher moment here. If you don't level match, your brain will pick the louder option every time. Make sure you're judging color, not volume. Optional but powerful tape trick. Do a pre-emphasis and de-emphasis EQ move around the saturation. Before saturation, add a gentle high shelf boost, like plus 2 to plus 4 dB. After saturation, add a matching shelf cut that pushes the saturator to react more to the upper content, giving you that fizzy tape bite, but the final tone stays smooth instead of harsh. Now clean up EQ. Add EQ 8 after saturation. High pass again, somewhere 150 to 300 Hz. This is a return. You do not need low end here. If it feels boxy, dip 300 to 600 Hz a little. If it's hizzy, do a gentle high shelf down 1 to 3 dB above about 8 to 10k. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't erase the transient snap of the repeats. Release on auto, or set it around 0.2 to 0.4 seconds. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks, not 10. This isn't a punishment compressor. It's a consistency tool so your printed takes don't randomly jump out and smash the master. Then utility last. Set bass mono around 120 to 200 Hz, so any low energy in the return is centered and stable. Set width around 90 to 120% depending on what the mix can handle. Now do a quick mono check before you print anything. Temporary utility on the master, hit mono. If the return disappears, gets hollow, or feels facey, fix it now. Reduce width on the return, reduce wobble, or switch ping pong to a more centered mode. Don't print problems, print decisions. Another coaching upgrade, consider printing in two layers. Duplicate the return. Make return of the wide hype version with ping pong and a bit more wobble. Make return be a center-friendly version. Less modulation, narrower utility, maybe even width at 0% for a strong mono core. Send a little to both. When you print, you'll have a stable center FX and a wide FX layer you can bring in only when the arrangement has space. All right, printing time. Create an audio track named Print Echo. Set audio from to resampling. Arm it. Decide what you want to capture. You can record the whole mix and slice later, or solo the return if you prefer clean capture. Either approach works as long as you're consistent. Loop 8 to 16 bars where the R plays with drums and bass. And now perform the effect like an instrument while recording. Ride echo feedback into phrase ends. Slightly open echoes low pass into fills, then close it back down. Do a couple of quick return mutes for stutter edits, like a quarter bar chop. Record 2 to 4 takes. Each take will have different magic, and you're going to choose like an editor, not like someone stuck with one render. While you do these throws, watch live 12 meters on the return. If a throw makes your return jump 6 dB, that's not necessarily more hype. It might just mean you're slamming saturation and glue too hard and creating inconsistent prints that are hard to arrange. The best prints are exciting but controlled. Once you've got audio, arrange it like jungle. This is where it becomes real. For drop reinforcement, use the printed echo as call and response with the drums. Place echo hits after snares. Leave gaps for bass phrases. The negative space is the groove. If you fill every gap with tail, the whole track loses punch. For fills at the end of 8s or 16s, grab the last beat of a printed tail, reverse it, fade it in, and cut hard on the downbeat. Instant suction into the next section. No new synth required. For the rave chop trick, slice a bar into 8s or 16s and rearrange it. If you want it to pump rhythmically, add gate and drive it with a tight pattern. You can even create a ghost MIDI rhythm to make the gate behave like a percussive instrument. Arrangement upgrade mindset. Pick two or three signature echo moments and repeat them every 16 bars as recognizable events. A specific throw, a specific stutter, a specific reverse swell. Listeners hear that as structure, and it's insanely effective in longer DNB arrangements. Also, make two versions of your print. A drop clarity version, tighter fades, trimmed tails, less mess, and a breakdown nostalgia version. Longer tails, more noise, more wobble. Same sound, two jobs. Now, master bus safety. Even though we're vibing, we're staying disciplined. Ideally do this on a pre-master group before the final limiter. Keep master EQ gentle. If you use glue on the master, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. Limiter ceiling at minus 1.0 dB. And here's the big check. Toggle the concrete echo return on and off. If your master suddenly loses 2 to 4 dB of headroom when the return is on, the return is too loud, too wide, or too bright. Fix it at the return, not by crushing the limiter.